Just on that same vein, because before I started doing Duolingo, I learned about Duolingo when I was on another website reading about internet learning. And I was interested in internet learning because I've been on a, I don't want to say a tear, but it's kind of been at the top of my thought process lately. And I was doing work on Khan Academy, K-H-A-N Academy, I think .org, if you just want to go to the URL. And that also is completely free. And it's just remarkable what the interface and all of the obvious work that has been put into this thing that is completely free.
Sorry, did you just say this is also language learning?
Khan Academy actually is not language learning. I initially went to it because I thought, you know what? I should learn more about mathematics. I've always thought that mathematics and history were the two things that I... I should know more about. And I thought, you know, I'm actually pretty deficient when it comes to things like algebra and calculus. And I thought, you know...
Deficient, you said?
Oh, yeah, completely useless. beyond deficient, I'm worthless. I have a hard time adding up three-number figures. Anyway, so I was doing that, and then I started finding out about things like Khan Academy, and that's, you know, as I was doing internet research, that's when I found out about Duolingo. But now there seems to be like a whole bunch of stuff out there that is completely free, like... edX, edx.com, Coursera, C-O-U-R-S-E-R-A.com.
Coursera.
Yeah, and if you go there, you're not going to get credits that you can turn over to university and they'll put it on your transcript and give you a university degree. But you're getting, if you're basically a devoted student, somebody who's who's a good independent learner, the equivalent reading list... The equivalent ability to talk to professors over internet communications, video and voice calls, and through internet forums and chat to talk to your peers, you know, other students. This is just an amazing revolution in education, I think.
Wow. It does sound amazing, you know. I wonder where it'll go. You know, maybe we don't need to go to these classrooms in the future.
I wouldn't be afraid of a situation like that. I think naturally for a lot of professors, a lot of teachers who don't spend a lot of time thinking about the internet in their own teaching, I think the natural response is to think, oh my gosh, what's going to happen from here? And will I still have a job? And I think there's always going to be a job for teachers.
Yeah.
But how it's going to work in terms of how we get paid and even if that's maybe not a good thing in the short term, I think this is only a good thing in the long term. Democratizing education, making it cheap.
Yeah, can't be afraid of change. It'd be nice to have a change, maybe, you know? You said it.
Sorry, my cat is hungry. Okay, Alex, thanks a lot.
Yep.